Five Have Plenty of Fun by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. At Kieran Cottage. I feel as if we've been at Kieran for about a month already, said Anne, stretching herself out on the warm sand and digging her toes in, and we've only just come. Yes, it's funny how we settle down at Kieran so quickly, said Dick. We only came yesterday, and I agree with you, Anne. It seems as if we've been here ages. I love Kieran.
I hope this weather lasts out the 3 weeks we've got left of the holiday, said Julian, rolling away from Timmy, who was pawing at him, trying to make him play.
Go away, Timmy. You're too energetic. We've bathed, had a run, played ball, and that's quite enough for a little while. Go and play with the crabs.
Woof, said Timmy, disgusted.
Then he pricked up his ears as he heard a tinkling noise from the promenade. He barked again.
Trust old Timmy to hear the ice cream man, said Dick. Anyone want an ice cream?
Everyone did. So Anne collected the money and went off to get the ice creams. Timmy close at her heels. She came back with 5 cartons of ice cream, Timmy jumping up at her all the way.
I can't think of anything nicer than lying down on hot sand with the sun on every part of my body, eating an ice cream and knowing there are still 3 weeks' holiday in front of us, at Kieran too, said Dick.
Yes, it's heaven, said Anne. It's a pity your father has visitors today, George. Who are they? Have we got to dress up for them?
I don't think so, said George.
Timmy, you've eaten your ice cream in one gulp. What a frightful waste.